Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
Yeah, give us a second while we... The musicians were walking between us and the phone number. We couldn't see them, the intro guys that play the song. They'll be back on break. Don't worry. We'll bring them back out, and they'll play for you once again. As always, catch the podcast on KXORadio.com because these are trapped forever in the annals of digital sound. So, yes, exactly. Your mom can
forever.
Go back and listen to
and
this.
Ever. And ever.
She can play it for the relatives every year at Christmas.
That's true.
Which is way cool. So I haven't sent my mom the link, obviously. All right, good morning. Good morning,
good morning.
Imperial Valley. 337-8874 is the phone number.
And I have a public
Maria's
announcement.
Community
yeah.
calendar.
Well, just one. December the 1st is World AIDS Day, and it's hosting the WAD, which is the World AIDS Day Planning Committee, is hosting the World AIDS Day Family Expo. WAD serves to focus global attention to the devastating impact of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Observances of this day provide an opportunity to demonstrate the importance of the fight against HIV and to maintain universal access and human rights to stop the epidemic. According to the Imperial County Public Health Department, as of the end of 2010, there are currently 146 living AIDS cases. That's people who have the AIDS virus. The AIDS epidemic is a serious threat to the Hispanic Latino community. The 2010 U.S. Census reported that Latinos, who comprise 80% of the overall population in Imperial County, account for 77% of all the reported AIDS cases. So, if you are interested and you want more information, or you have loved ones that are living with AIDS or the HIV virus, it's going to be held at the parking lot of Sonic Restaurant here in El Centro on Imperial Avenue, December the 1st from 4 to 8:30 p.m. The Clínicas de Salud is hosting it, as well as the Health Initiative of the Americas of UC Berkeley, Imperial County Public Health Department, Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, Arbor, ENT, Southwest School, IVRP, Southwest High School, IVRP, El Centro Regional Medical Center, and volunteers who confirmed the World AIDS Day WAD Planning Committee. So, speakers include Dr. George Farid, Dr. Bake, Dr. Rebecca Teresa Baxter from the offices of Assemblyman of Manuel Perez, testimonials from person living with HIV. And what they're going to be providing is free HIV rapid test, which I highly recommend. I've gotten, I think, like 4 HIV tests have been tested, and each time, you know, even though I'm with my, you know, I've been with my husband and everything, it's still very nerve-wracking. The first one especially because, you know, I was with my husband, but, you know, he had a life before me and I had a life before him. So just to get waiting for those tests, it's very, and then through my pregnancy.
Yeah, once again, if you've been exchanging bodily fluids with anybody for any reason.
Get the AIDS test.
Yeah, you don't
free,
know.
Rapid test. I recommend, I've done it, you know, just. But now they have the free rapid. It's a free now, free rapid test. So do it. I had to go in there. They had to take out my blood and.
How quick is it?
The
is
free
rapid.
Rapid. It's rapid. It's longer than the taking out the blood. So flu shots. Also, they have flu shots, blood pressure, glucose test, informational booths, immunization checks, nutrition consultant. They're gonna have photos with Santa, games, music, entertainment. An award recognition to the individual from our community who demonstrated outstanding contributions against the HIV/AIDS epidemic. If you want more information, you can contact Araceli Gaines at 960-3637. If you missed it, you can also access this podcast. And I think they're going to have a special performance by Chris Hassett. He's a singer, songwriter, activist, and Keith Summers, who's a hip-hop artist. And they'll have a $500 food. Yeah.
Artist.
Then they're going to have drawings. They'll have a $500.
There's beer songs.
They'll have a $500 food gift card. Let me talk, Scott. A $500 gas card and an Apple iPad. So go over there.
Whoa.
Yes, I know. From 4 to 8:30 Thursday, December the 1st at Sonic in El Centro, right there in the parking lot.
They, you know, it's a, they have gone big time on this one, huh?
Yes. They work all year to do this. Unfortunately, it's just one day, but I think we need to be aware of the HIV/AIDS virus all year long. We have a lot of people here, and those are just reported cases. I imagine that there's a lot more unreported cases and people living with HIV virus that they don't even know. They don't show symptoms, and they don't even know they have the HIV virus, especially our young kids. The exchanging of needles, the drug use. There's a lot of drug use here in the Pearl Valley. Believe it or not, there is. And
large,
you know,
transient population,
yes,
also,
a lot of
which
transient.
Is one of the people coming and going.
It's a free test, rapid test. Take advantage. Go and do it.
You can get to L.A. from here. So you can also get to Tijuana. So, you know, always worth remembering, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
and that concludes
and
Maria's
that concludes.
Community. When are you going to start doing, like, Occupy El Centro events? Are you ready?
If somebody gives me the information, I will do that. And I'll be glad to do that.
All right.
Of course, Thanksgiving this next week, and we won't be on air, so.
Mario, you didn't tell her about our secret plans to do a show?
Occupy El Centro is having their meeting on Saturday.
There
you go. Saturday at Adams Park.
In Adams Park.
Occupy 11 a.m.
Occupy El Centro. Woo!
Go to
we're
Adams
the 99%.
Park. Yeah, if you live in the Imperial Valley, by definition, you're it. Yay, team. All right, we're here, and it is Mental Health, and we are sponsored by Behavioral Health, and your friends at KUBO 88.7 FM and Radio Bilingue, and we're here with Vista Sands in the house. We have Jose Lepe. He's joining us. He's a mental health rehabilitation specialist.
Good morning, Scott. Good
dun,
morning,
dun, dun,
Maria.
Dun.
I know.
So you recently went to, you recently were sent to Vista Sands.
Recently, I was transferred to Vista Sands.
You were doing?
I was doing
MTFC.
MTFC, which is the multi-treatment foster care program with foster kids and regular downtown case management. So in October, the first week of October, I was transferred to Vista Sands in El Centro.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.